Trust in God and trust in me, says the Lord. How easy it is to say, yet how hard it is to practice. In order to instill that sense of trust, our Lord then reminds us of something that is very personal and, dare I say, intimate, when he says, I have prepared a place for you, and one day I will return and take you to that place. We have a place reserved for us. That is, we are expected. We won't arrive unannounced and be left outside. What a consolation! Because of these heartfelt terms of reference, many people choose this gospel at funerals. The notion that God has a special place awaiting us in heaven, and that he personally comes to take us there, is most comforting. Is that not what actually happens when the priest ministers the last rites and gives viaticum? Note also that the context hangs on the expectation of trust and trust in him alone. Therefore, we ought not to trust in our governments, nor our civic or church leaders, nor family members, but in God alone. Only God is utterly faithful and fulfills all his promises. The rest of us humans, Pope included, are sinners, and thus we are flawed and fraught with failure and infidelity. Sadly, today most people trust more in their money, security, and health insurance than they do in God. I can say that because a prerequisite of trust is prayer. And too few people pray little. Incidentally, prayer is not telling God what you think, but rather reporting for duty and listening to him. Furthermore, a requisite of prayer is hope, and the prerequisite of hope is faith. This leads us to the three theological virtues: faith, hope, charity. At baptism, they were infused into our souls, and without them, we cannot enter eternal life. Why? Well, each of these virtues has God as its object, and it is by means of them that God leads us to heaven. After all, one cannot arrive at their destination by just wanting to be there. A wishful thought is just that, a thought. It does not do anything. And going from here to there, earth to heaven, involves doing something, making an effort. To go there, we need to know the way. Do you know the way? Thomas asked the Lord that same question. Perhaps many today are asking that question, for they do not know the way. They are lost in this cosmos. Now, on a normal journey, if you don't know the way, you find a map, knowledge of the location. Also, a GPS or compass is required to direct you there. Last but not least, the means by which travel is made possible. Be it a camel, I'd always like to ride a camel, or bike, car, plane, if not the old legs with some provisions. For we are on a journey, being pilgrims from our baptismal day, and heaven is our home, our destination. Hope is the compass, and charity is the means by which we shall arrive. Now back to Thomas. In response to his question about how to arrive, Jesus simply responds with this statement, "Follow me, for I am the way, the truth, and the life." In providing us with these titles, we are reminded of our virtues. For truth is faith, way is hope, and life is charity. Faith is believing in truths or knowledge about God. Hope follows because you can only trust or hope in someone that you already know, by which you follow them along the way. Love is the means by which you arrive, the grace in the engine of the soul that drives you to love God and neighbour. When we think about our faith and what we believe, we cannot but think about our family. Most people's faith begins in some family context. If not their natural family, then the church family. In both cases, there is a mother. On this Mother's Day weekend, we thank our mothers, be they living or dead, for being who they are. For without them, we would not be. And for what they have done for us. It is only as one grows older does one truly appreciate all that our parents have done or not done for us. But apart from thanking them as a sign of gratitude, we should also pray for them. The second reading is all about the royal priesthood of the baptized, whose primary task as God's consecrated people is prayer or intercession for others. Lastly, our Heavenly Mother, the Mother of the Church, Our Lady, deserves special attention in this month of May. In particular, we honour Our Lady of Fatima this Wednesday on May the 13th, and we recall her request to us over 100 years ago, in 1917, that we pray the Rosary every day. So let us make every effort in that regard this week and during this month. It is a simple yet powerful prayer of the Church that we all need in these times. After the Mass and the Divine Liturgy, it is most recommended by the Popes and Saints of the Church. So let us make every effort to pray. Pray it well in this month of Mary, and pray it much for our own mothers.